Good morning, everyone. And wonderful to see so many of you here today. My goodness, we should have breakfast every morning. I know that not everybody was here in time for breakfast, but that's super to see so many out today. Intimations are mostly on the back of the intimation sheet. Christian Aid Week, I hope everybody who was there has really enjoyed their breakfast. Thank you very, very much to those who organised it. I think they're still down in the kitchen, most of them. But that was a wonderful breakfast. Training courses, speak to Margaret Hunter if you want to sign up for any of them. Christian Meditation Group won't be meeting this coming Saturday because I'm away for a week. But every other Saturday it will be meeting. I've also been asked to let you know about a praise gathering 2019. 400th voice praise gathering choir, a youth choir and a band are doing three concerts. Saturday the 15th of June in Perth Concert Hall with Graham Kendrick as the guest. And then Saturday and Sunday, 22nd and 23rd of June in Glasgow Royal Concert Hall. And the special guest there is Paul Baloch. Baloch? Not sure how his name is pronounced, but he's very well known. So I've got a few flyers if anybody would like to take one. And there's a couple of posters that if someone could put them up at the back of the church. And maybe one out in the church notice board, David, please, at the end of the service. While I'm away, next Sunday worship will be led by Robert Allen, who's one of our own elders and a very experienced elder, and pastoral care is being provided by Helen Jameson of, thank you, St. Andrews, Carluke. The brain's not working this morning. We are here to worship. Oh, thank you. Laura Jane's just going to come and tell you quickly about a sponsor forum, which she and Heather are doing something. I'll let her tell you all about it.
On the 1st of June, Heather and I are taking part in a sponsored walk for Motor Neuron Disease Scotland. The reason behind this is one of my classmates from uni has recently been diagnosed with motor neuron disease, and she's only been given a few months to live. There's a sponsor form at the back of the church for anyone who'd like to sponsor both of us. Thank you.
Thanks, Laura Jane. We are here to worship God. God is love, and we are all God's beloved children. We can only love one another because he first loved us. And God's love is a perfect love which drives out all fear. Our psalm today is all about praising God. It's verses from Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created. And he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. Amen. So as we begin our praise of the Lord, it's hymn 147, All Creatures of Our God and King, and we'll just sing the first four verses.
Thank you.
Now, this time tomorrow, I'm going to be on an aeroplane going to Spain. And I thought you might be interested to know what I'm going to do. So I've brought a few clues in my bag. And I wondered if a few of you would like to come out. Yes, I think you were first. Jack, come on. Harris. Andrew. Yeah, I think this might be enough for everybody. Right. If you each take one thing and carry it round the church. So it might need quite big people for these. There's two things in this bag. Oh, now that's got other things in it. But you could walk round the church with it and then bring it back to me, could you, Harris? And who would like one of... Oops, they don't want to come out, do they? Oh, you're going to take one of those round the church? You're going to manage another one of those? Do you want to carry the bag?
Mountain climbing.
Not mountain climbing. Oops, the car keys are not meant to be in there, but yes. There's a bit of paper down there as well. Okay, I think that's about it. Sorry, there's not quite enough for everybody. Walk round the church and show them what you've got. Do you want to take the bag? Right, and then... So I've got one guess of mountain climbing, but it's not that. But in here, I've also got... Would you like to take that round the church? You take that round the church and show everybody. You manage, Caroline? You go together. Okay. You got it? Don't drop it. It might break. Oh, okay. And what else have I got in here? You want to take that round? And this is a very precious... Yeah, my car keys are... You can carry on with the bag. The car keys were just there so I can get home again. So do you want to take this round, Andrew? Right, good. Can you see how that fastens on? How would you wear it? You want to try it on? Well, I'll try it on me. Good, thank you very much. Pop them down. So I'm going to be wearing this on my back. I'm going to be holding these, which do actually go solid. Yeah. I'm hiking. Well done, Eva and Ava. Thank you. Did you say that as well? Sorry, I never heard you, Kyle. And this is one of the clues about where I'm going to be hiking. I wonder if anybody knows what this symbol is. Yes, Ross? It's actually not on a beach. It is a shell. You're quite right, Ruby. Shall I take off you? Cute. That's good. This actually tells you on it. If it will come out the wee bag. Follow the Camino. It's a path. It's a special path called the Way of St. James. And it's a pilgrimage path. And this is the symbol of the Camino of St. James path. So I'll be carrying that on my backpack. And where did the wee passport go? Oh, yeah, this is what Andrew carried round. It's called the Credencial del Peregrino.
That must be Spanish.
It is in Spanish, yeah. And it, peregrino is somebody who goes on a pilgrimage. So this wee book, I've got to keep it very, very safe because, oh, it's got my baggage labels as well. And each place that I stop at, I have to get a stamp, like a passport. So when I come back, you'll be able to look at this and you'll know whether I did it or not. Because if I haven't got all the stamps, then I didn't do it. Because our service today is about a new way. And I realise that starting tomorrow, I'm going to walk a new way because I've never been on the way of St. James before. And it's going to be a long walk, which is why I've got my big comfy boots, because I know that they can walk a long way. And you see what the laces say on them?
Church of Scotland
HIV program. So the Church of Scotland HIV project, we're giving away these laces and inviting us to put them in our boots, and wherever we walk with them, we've got to take photographs and put them on the Church of Scotland World Mission website. I haven't actually figured how to do that bit yet, but I'll take photographs. And I've got my sun hat, because the weather forecast says it's going to be very hot and sunny. We're going to be walking all day for over a week, and it's going to be hot, so I'll need my bottles of water full, and our two bottles of water, and on our map it tells us where we can stop and get more water. Because who had the map yet? Yeah. Oh, here we go. This is the map. So each day we've got a map of how far we're walking. So the first day we walk from a place called Tui up to Redondela, and that's 31 kilometres. So that's Tuesday. The next day we go from Redondela to Pontevedra, and that's 18 kilometres. And the next day, you see, we're roughly going in a straight line. Pontevedra to Caldas de Reis, and that's 23 kilometres.
Oh, so it's getting 18.
Yeah, the next day is just 18 kilometres from Caldas de Reis to Padrón. And then our last day's walk, 24.9 kilometres, and we end up to Santiago. And Santiago de Compostela has got a huge church where they remember St. James. They say that there's remains of...
That's a picture of it.
It is. That's a picture of the way. So I'm going to be walking on that. So I was going to encourage all of you in the next week or so, whenever you're walking anywhere, think about me. Because I bet I'm walking further than you that day. Say a prayer for me that my feet will keep going and that I can manage to do the whole walk. And pray for all the different things that I'll see and the different people I'll meet and any opportunities that I have to tell them about Jesus.
Did somebody paint that?
Yes. Yeah.
That must be a very thin paintbrush.
It's a very neat paintbrush, isn't it, to paint the cross. That's the cross of St. James.
And we need a little paintbrush, but we're making a pointy bit.
You'd need a tiny one for the pointy bit, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I won't be here next Sunday because I think I'll just be arriving in Santiago. Or no, probably not actually. I think it's not till the Monday we get there. But the Sunday after that, I will come back and you can check that I've got all my stamps and my passport. And I'll tell you about all my different experiences. Okay, right. Thank you all very much for your help. And let's have a word of prayer together. Loving, living God, we thank you for all the different ways that you give us. Ways to live and ways to walk. We thank you that Jesus, your Son, walked a lot while he was on earth. And we thank you for the opportunity to walk a pilgrimage walk. We give thanks for those of us who are able to walk and think of those who aren't able to. And let's say together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you very much. Our Bible reading in a wee while is about a new commandment that Jesus gave us, which is to love one another as Jesus loved us. And that's another new way to live our lives, always loving one another as Jesus loved us. So I think we'll maybe sing it through twice. Thanks, Audrey. Time to get walking. Now, just before Steve leads us in prayer, I have mentioned already that we're taking part in the Thy Kingdom Come prayer initiative, and I've got the latest video clip to show you this morning.
The most amazing thing happened a little while ago. I have the huge privilege of meeting Pope Francis, who is extraordinary. I very cheekily said to him, would he give a message for thy kingdom come? And without a pause, he gave the message you're about to hear. Listen carefully, it is utterly inspiring.
Ven Espíritu Santo. Es como el clamor de todos los cristianos en este día de Pentecostés. Ven Espíritu Santo. La promesa del Padre, la promesa de Jesús. El Espíritu Santo que hará un poco más amplio, más grande nuestro corazón. Nosotros tenemos siempre un problema. El problema es que el corazón se achica, se achica, se achica, se cierra. Y no podemos solucionar ese problema nosotros solos. Solo lo puede hacer el Espíritu Santo. Ven Espíritu Santo. Y a Jesús, que venga tu reino. El reino del Padre que tú nos viniste a anunciar. Y hoy ustedes, hermanos míos, con mi hermano Justin Delta, queremos decirles que los acompañamos en este pedido, que venga tu reino.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's come before God in prayer. The Lord is good. His love endures forever. Our Father God, we worship you this morning as the creator of all things. We praise you for all you have given us, and we thank you for the wonderful salvation you have provided through your Son, Jesus Christ. There is no God like you in heaven or on earth. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants, who continue wholeheartedly in your way. Our Father, the highest heavens cannot contain you, much less anywhere built with human hands. And yet you have said your dwelling place is with people. We confess that we are unworthy of your favor. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. We pray, Father, that you would help us by your Holy Spirit living within us to be the people you want us to be. Help us to worship you as we should and to love one another fervently. And help us also to demonstrate your love to others in our actions as well as our words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Steve. And now Bill will lead us with the Bible readings. The first is from Revelation 21. The second reading from John chapter 13 follows immediately after Judas left to betray Jesus.
A new heaven, a new earth. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband, and heard a voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who is seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. John 13, 31 to 35. When he, Judas, was gone, Jesus said, now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You'll look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
Amen, and may God add his blessing to these readings from his holy word. Thanks, Bill. Our hymn before the sermon is number 238, Lord, Bring the Day to Pass. It was written by Ian Masson Fraser, who was a Church of Scotland minister who was pretty revolutionary in his time in the things he stood up for. And he only died in April last year, and he was 100 years old when he died. So even if you don't know it too well, the words are well worth listening to. Hymn 238.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Lord, may the questions on our lips and the wonderings of our hearts lead us to a deeper trust in you, our maker, mender, and muse. Amen. A new way. Is it possible for us to live in a new way? The General Assembly of our church, the Church of Scotland, began yesterday, and part of what will be discussed this week is a radical new plan called to address our falling numbers of ministers and of church members. We'll have to wait and see whether our church can find a new way to be church. Having four funerals this week have meant that I have quoted this verse from Revelation a number of times, assuring people that God will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. John's vision, John's dream of a new way to live has brought comfort to millions of people over the years and will continue to do so. And his words are not simply to bring comfort. They are a vision of the future. And the words John heard from the one upon the throne, "I am making everything new." These words are in the present tense. This new way, this new heaven and new earth are happening now, today, not just in the future. So perhaps one aspect of learning a new way to live is to live in the present, in the now. Eckhart Tolle is a 71-year-old German-born spiritual teacher who lives in Canada. And some of his words are amazingly wise. He's written a number of books. This is one quotation he speaks about living in the now. Most humans are never fully present in the now, because unconsciously they believe that the next moment must be more important than this one. But then you miss your whole life, which is never not now. And that's a revelation for some people, to realize that your life is only ever now. If there is one lesson that I learned from funerals, it is to try and always live in the now, never putting off until another day what I could say or do, never putting off taking time to glorify God and enjoy him today. And in order to do that, we have to be ready to accept change, a dangerous word in any church. But remember, the new heaven and the new earth is different. And to allow that to happen, the old order of things has passed away. If there's one thing about Forth that I'm not quite so fond of, it's the tendency for people to tell me what it used to be like. I used to know everybody in the village. It's not like that now. We used to have hundreds of people coming to church every Sunday. We used to have masses in the Sunday school. And one of the most annoying things, actually, is when people are trying to give me directions to get somewhere, they say, "You go past where such and such used to be." I don't know. So let's let the past be past and live now, in the present. Jesus spoke of this as he was preparing his disciples for a new way of living and loving. His commandment, to love one another as I have loved you, so must you love one another, is a reworking of an old commandment. To love your neighbor as yourself, as we read in Leviticus 19, verse 18, and further on in Leviticus 19, at verse 34, speaking about aliens, he says, love him as yourself. And the way that Jesus changes this commandment, so he's taking what's old and he's making it new. He makes a sandwich, with the commandment to love one another being the bread on either side, and in the middle, the filling, is Jesus' love for us. Love one another as I have loved you, so must you love one another. And that's what's new about this commandment. As Stanley Hauerwas wrote, Jesus comes not to tell us to love one another, but to establish the condition that makes love possible. And love isn't easy. This new commandment, which itself is a sandwich, is itself sandwiched between Judas going out to betray Jesus and Jesus' prediction of Peter's denial. Jesus knows how hard love is. This is what Tom Wright wrote about today's passage. Like a warm fire, glowing all the brighter as the wind starts to howl and the snow starts to fall, Jesus' parting promise and commandment sparkle out against the dark backcloth of betrayal and disloyalty. Love is never without sacrifice. Love is never without hearts hurting. Real love knows what's on the other side of its most fulfilling and most wonderful moments. To meet and talk to Pamela, Big John Stark's fiancée, showed me that so clearly. The two of them found true love only about 2 years ago. Real soulmates. They were so happy together. The wedding was all planned, and the holiday with all the family in October. And suddenly, John was torn away from life. I have to believe in a new way of living in order to be able to comfort people after a death. I need to be sure that there is a new way, both for those whose life on earth has ended and for those left behind, wondering how on earth to face tomorrow. So let's all try to find new ways to share our faith, share the love that Jesus gives us, and live in the now, for none of us knows what tomorrow will bring. The past is gone. We can and should learn lessons from it, but let's not get stuck there. And the future is not yet known. So let's live now, in the present, and enjoy every day as the gift that it truly is. That's going to be my new way to live in the present and obey Jesus' command with a lot of help from him. To love one another as I have loved you, so must you love one another. Amen. Let's continue our worship with the giving of our offerings. Let's pray. These gifts are for you, Heavenly Father. As we think of all you have given us, we are conscious of how little we give to you. Help us to see in our giving a way of both praising you and of working with you to transform this world. Make us generous, Lord God, as you are generous, selfless, and loving, for the sake of your Son, in whose name we offer this prayer. Amen. Amongst our four funerals, we have had the wife of Jim Sinclair and the husband of Mary. It's been a tough week for so many people. Tom Bell's favourite hymn was "I Am the Church, You Are the Church," and I think it speaks so loudly of the way I would love our church to be. So in memory of Tom, let's stand and sing now hymn 204, "I Am the Church, You Are the Church, We Are the Church Together." Let us come before God in prayer. Loving, living God, the same yesterday, today, and forever, and yet new every morning, Thank you, Lord Jesus, for stretching the boundaries of possibility and of our faith. Give us, we pray, as individuals, as congregations, and as the Church of Scotland, the courage to let you be the living God we say you are. Open our eyes to what you are already doing. Open our mouths to talk of you. Open our hearts to show your love. Open our minds to see in the questions asked opportunities instead of threats. Challenges to be faced with a sensitivity to the movement of your spirit. And as we talk and look and read, especially in the General Assembly this week, show us, we pray, your will. Reveal the plans you have for us and give us the courage to work with you to bring those plans to fruition. We bring you our prayers for others and for the world. A world which we have taken for granted, which we take from without putting back. Help us, good Lord, to care more for your creation, to tend it and enjoy it as the gift it is. And help us too to care for your people, to see others as gifts from you too. Don't let us dismiss those who are different or with whom we find it difficult to agree. Don't let us live treating some as more valuable or important than others. Help us to see suffering and poverty and homelessness as the terrible things they are. And may they inspire us to make this world fairer for everyone. We bring before you those we couldn't live without, those who care for us and make us smile, who help us and inspire us. And may we, in return, brighten the days of others. And may we too point to you as the giver of all that is good and of life itself. We bring to you all who are grieving, especially this morning, the family and friends of Marilyn Sinclair, of Peter, of Tom Bell, John Stark and Ian Webster, and all those people and situations that lie heavy on our hearts this day. These things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, giving glory to our Heavenly Father and Creator. Amen. Our closing hymn is hymn 739, The Church's One Foundation. Hymn 739.
Thank you.
now as we go into the week ahead, let us learn to live a new way, living in the now every moment and learning to love others as Jesus loved us. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us all today and forevermore.